Bot.ai.
This article provides background on terrorist attacks targeting France, France's view towards counter-terrorism, and the tactics France uses to combat Islamist terrorism. Dash.
Carlos the Jackal, born Ilich Ramirez Sanchez, was one of the most prominent political terrorists of his time. He rose to prominence during the 1970s and 1980s and was responsible for 4 bombings in France. He was arrested in 1994 after a worldwide manhunt, and is currently serving a life sentence in France. His alleged involvement in the 1975 OPEC raid placed him at the center of terrorism for many years before he went into hiding in Caracas, Venezuela. His heyday as a militant ended with his arrest, but he still remains one of the highest-profile terrorists to have operated on U.S. soil. Carlos the Jackal, also known as Ilich Ramirez Sanchez, was arrested in 1994 by French authorities. He was charged with 11 counts of murder and other terrorist activities spanning 3 decades. His lawyer, José Altagracia Ramírez Navas, argued that the case against Ilich was politically motivated, but the terrorism judge disagreed. In May 2007, a French court ordered a new trial for Carlos, but he was eventually found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment. Despite his Venezuelan state of origin, he has been linked to bomb attacks on U.S. targets dating back to the 70s. Carlos the Jackal, born Ilich Ramirez Sanchez, was denied involvement in the 1975 French killings at a Paris airport. Since then, France has considered him to be a major threat to national security. His views on terrorist actions and his alignment with Islamist terrorism places him as one of the greatest terrorist threats of his era. He considered Islamist militants such as AQIM to be allies and was actively engaged in providing financial and political support for their cause. His links to Mossad, the Israeli secret service, have been widely reported but never confirmed. Carlos the Jackal, a Venezuelan-born revolutionary, is thought to have been responsible for multiple terrorist attacks targeting France in the 1970s and 80s. His actions foreshadowed today's threat of Islamist terrorism, as he was the first to use tactics that would become popular among other governments. Carlos' attacks resulted in increased domestic counter-terrorism efforts and strengthened France's security apparatus. By providing a background to terrorism, Carlos helped to provide an article from which other countries could learn from and combat today's threats. He distinguished modern terrorism from its ancient precursors, and showed how terrorist groups can achieve their objectives through violence. The international character of terrorism was highlighted, as it had a variety of international ingredients that focused on France. This sophistication showed a level of crime that was clearly more advanced than other terrorist incidents. Carlos the Jackal was born Ilich Ramirez Sanchez and is a Venezuelan revolutionary, considered to be one of the most notorious terrorists in the world. He was responsible for growing terrorist groups and supporting terrorist groups around the world, which led to an increase in terrorism and terrorist violence. The impact of Carlos on national security in the United States is significant, as he was instrumental in introducing 4 strains of nationalism, deviant politics, religious extremism, and social exclusion into government leaders' perception of security threats. By creating alliances with terrorist organizations, Carlos was able to leverage known elements of international history and use new evidence to help create 2 volumes of reports that represented an important ontological contribution. Through his use of the media to manipulate public opinion, Carlos was able to create a sense of fear in the United States and other countries around the world. Specialists, terrorism experts, intelligence scholars, and other experts have been able to appreciate the complexity of Carlos' influence on national security. Our understanding has been enhanced through novel ways in which he used threats against world order for his own gain. We can now grasp paradoxes such as how Cold War tensions could simultaneously be both threatening and cooperative towards national security. The evidence provided by the 2 volumes has allowed us to better understand how state-terrorist relations were formed during this time period, which is still relevant today. Carlos the Jackal, better known as Ilich Ramirez Sanchez, was a Venezuelan terrorist that had a lengthy examination of his impact on national security in the United States. He helped to create and carry out small terrorist organizations that posed a threat to the U.S. and its allies. His tactics included using NKAs and letters of marque, which were used as quiet but deniable sanctions against enemies of the state. Using NKAs allowed Carlos to spread his message internationally, which helped to thwart future terrorism around the world. He was also able to leverage allies' tools such as piracy, counter-piracy or privateer construct in order to gain support from U.S. allies. Carlos' use of state-sponsored piracy was effective in deterring enemies from attacking U.S. interests during this period, even if it was for contracted terrorism purposes. He was a major link in the chain of criminal and terrorist activities that included Hezbollah activities, and he continued to help Hezbollah's supporters even after they had been declared as a terrorist organization in 1996. His influence on the Bolivarian revolutions, which had spread throughout Latin America by this time, was significant, and his involvement with numerous radical Islamist groups further undermined American national security. His close ties with allies of hostile regimes like Syria, Iran, and Venezuela enabled him to use them to facilitate the laundering of money for many different terrorist organizations. By doing so, he helped facilitate the transport of weapons from those countries into Central America, where they were used for criminal and terrorist activities. Carlos' activities also included laundering money from illicit sources such as drug trafficking back to his home country. This further helped to finance his terrorism network, as well as providing evidence for U.S. authorities about how far his reach extended into other countries. Carlos was ultimately able to form an extensive terrorist pipeline, which provided a steady stream of support for like-minded allies in their fight against U.S. interests abroad. In conclusion, Carlos' actions have played a crucial role in undermining American national security by forming an extensive criminal terrorist pipeline that continues to be used today by various radical Islamist groups around the world. Carlos the Jackal, born Ilich Ramirez Sanchez, is a Venezuelan militant revolutionary who joined the ranks of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine in 1970. He is infamous for his involvement in numerous terrorist attacks throughout Europe and North America during the 1970s and 1980s. He has been convicted of murdering two French police officers and was sentenced to two life prison sentences.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Randy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of The List and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.